The Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Please start the Splash for Tuesday, October 20th, with the shellacking in Dallas. Kyler Murray threw two touchdown passes, ran for another. An aggressive Cardinals defense forced four turnovers in an easy 38-10 win over the Dallas Cowboys in Arlington on Monday Night Football. After a slow start, the Cardinals turned two. Ezekiel Elliott fumbles into touchdowns in the second quarter, never looked back. Arizona also featured the big play with three of them on the night, an 80-yard Murray touchdown pass to Christian Kirk, a 60-yard catch and run by DeAndre Hopkins that led to a third-quarter field goal, and a 69-yard touchdown run by Kenyon Drake in garbage time, which delighted fantasy owners all over the country.
He is one of the better garbage time running backs you're going to find in the NFL. I've crunched some numbers. I've got some good stuff to lay on you today.
Yeah, we just need to get those numbers cranked up in the first quarter a little bit.
That'd be nice.
Cardinals now 4-2. They move on to face the unbeaten Seattle Seahawks Sunday at State Farm Stadium.
Yeah, they did what they had to do. It was a redemptive performance for Vance Joseph and that defense. It was a star power kind of game for Buda Baker, best player on the field. You know, Buda Baker was given a captain C before the game.
He didn't have one before that?
I don't know. I saw him on Twitter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Listen, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he did have one before. But check out his Twitter account. He talks about how he had a show out after getting a C. Now, maybe I screwed up the timeline, but I think that this actually did go down last night. You know what's even funnier? Buda Baker, a little bit lower on his Twitter feed, said he's been tested for steroids twice in the last week.
I did see that.
So the NFL is kind of like, all right, really? Really? Where'd you come from? Right? So can you confirm that?
Yeah, 12 hours ago, I was honored to be named a captain last night. Had to show out with the C on my chest.
That's pretty good.
Maybe that was because of Chandler Jones. I don't remember who was named captain at the beginning of the year,
but
that would be my guess on what happened. Yeah, good win for the Cardinals. We'll have our weekly visit with Cliff Kingsbury coming up. We'll have some open phones with the one-minute warning and a lot of discussion on what went down in Dallas. In the Monday afternoon tilt, the Kansas City Chiefs unleashed a punishing running game, piling up 245 yards on the ground in a 26-17 win over the Buffalo Bills. Rookie Clyde Edwards-Helaire led the way with 161 yards on 26 carries. Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce hooked up for two touchdown passes for the Super Bowl champs. And the Bills all of a sudden have lost two straight.
They have.
And not looked very good in doing so.
No, and maybe that's coming at a good time. They're on the short list of next opponents, upcoming opponents for the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, I just got the confirmation. Buda was a captain in place of Chandler Jones.
Okay.
So there you go. I don't think he's going to give up that C anytime soon.
Well, nor should he.
Yeah.
Why didn't he have one to begin with?
He is the emotional heart and soul of the team,
for goodness sakes.
The Miami Dolphins are making a change at quarterback. After a week 7 bye, they're handing the keys to the offense to rookie and 5th overall draft pick Tua Tagovailoa. Tagovailoa made his NFL debut in garbage time of a 24-0 win over the Jets Sunday, completing both of his passes for 9 yards. He replaces Ryan Fitzpatrick, who had the Dolphins off to a 3-3 start. Tua's Week 8 start will happen against the LA Rams in Miami. I don't know if you saw the portion of that game where Tua got the call to go in against the Jets.
Yeah.
And did you see who was leading the cheers?
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's
a great teammate.
Unbelievable teammate.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now with Tua getting at least this chance, there's not too many guys. I mean, Ryan Fitzpatrick's never going to go down as one of the great quarterbacks of all time. But you can learn a lot from a great teammate. I think Tua's in a really good spot to learn for the rest of the year.
A friend of mine who lives in Dallas texted me this morning that Dallas talk radio this morning is going nutso on the Cowboys, as you might imagine. They're also going nutso on Andy Dalton. They want him out already. This is a name that has already been thrown out there this morning in Dallas. There's a mini movement going on to go and trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick before the deadline. That's how unenamored they were with Andy Dalton's performance last night. Dude came in after the grotesque injury to Dak Prescott, got him to the finish line, has one real shaky game. It's like, get him out of here.
Went from being called literally the best backup in the entire NFL.
Yeah.
Well, He wasn't good last night.
He was bad.
It wasn't. That loss isn't on him.
No. No, I agree. And everything, and you know what? And in proper context, everything about it, we're going to get into this in depth today, but everything about how jittery Andy Dalton looked, you can give Vance Joseph an assist for that.
Absolutely.
Scheming.
Yeah.
Scheming pressure, we implored him to do.
We'll get into that a lot today. The 2020 World Series gets underway tonight in Arlington, Texas. Tampa Bay Rays taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers in Game 1. Rays going with right-hander Tyler Glasnow. L.A. sending lefty Clayton Kershaw to the hill. Pre-game coverage at 4:30. First pitch from Kershaw will happen at 5:11 p.m., and you can hear all the action on ESPN 6:20 a.m. We ran across this great graphic today.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say what you're
No, I was going to say, why didn't we plan this out, and why are we not in Arlington, Texas? We could have covered the Cardinals game last night. We could have covered Game 1 of the World Series today. We could use the studios from Jimbo and the Crayfish without issue, I'm sure.
It's Jim Bob and the Crayfish.
Jim Bob and the Crayfish.
You probably couldn't have covered either, though, with all the protocols and stuff.
Yeah, true.
It's like, apply for credentials for the Cardinals game? Denied. Apply for credentials for the World Series?
Denied.
Jim Bob and Crayfish doing their show right now.
Oh, there you go. All right, go on with what you're going to say.
We both ran across this great graphic today in the financial makeup of these two teams. Randy Arozarena has arguably been the best player in baseball's postseason. And because of the prorated salaries, you know what he made this year? $90,000.
Isn't that great?
You know what Justin Turner made this year? Like $16 million.
That's crazy. That's really crazy.
Maybe I'm wrong on Turner. Maybe it was Kershaw's $16 million.
Okay.
But Justin Turner made a pretty penny as well.
Yeah. The financial...
Kershaw and Betts made more money this year than the entire Rays team.
This is on paper. This is Goliath and David and Goliath, at least when it comes to money.
It's David against Goliath and like five of his biggest friends.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Get that slingshot ready, Rays.
It's David versus Goliath, Moose, and Rocco. Help the judge find his checkbook.
And finally, the Indiana Pacers have a new head coach. It's former Cactus Shadows High head coach, as Sarah Cazell goes nuts in the other room. Suns assistant Nate Bjorkgren. For the past two seasons, Bjorkgren has been an assistant with the Toronto Raptors under Nick Nurse. He served three seasons with the Suns under three different head coaches, Jeff Hornacek, Earl Watson, and Jay Triano, and he takes over for Nate McMillan. I don't know if you knew this, Bick, but the Pacers have a team policy. They were only hire head coaches named Nate.
Yeah.
There you go. There is your splash for Tuesday, October 20th.